Hello, this is Pete Beck III with ThirdPeter.com. Welcome to today's podcast, which is part of my Wipeout series. This is part three, Putting Christ to the Test, the Rebel in Us. The third big test we will all face at one time or another is connected to our choice to be satisfied with God and content with what He is allowing us to experience, or to cave to grumbling and complaining. We will be able to pass this test if we discover that God satisfies our deepest longings, no matter what our circumstances may be. We can choose to praise God at all times, refusing to knuckle under to our tendency to complain. If we fail this test, we will find ourselves in the unhappy situation of discovering that God is not our first love after all, and our happiness depends on things going our way. This is called tempting God because it tests the limits of His patience and can provoke His anger. How dare we creatures complain against our Maker? How dare we, who have been redeemed by the blood of God's own Son, demand anything at all? Truly, He has already given us all things in Christ. The passage to which Paul alludes in 1 Corinthians 10:9 is found in Numbers 21, verses 4 through 6, which I will now read. Then they set out from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient because of the journey. The people spoke against God and Moses. Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there's no food and no water, and we loathe this miserable food. The Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. That's the New American Standard Bible. Even though the Israelites saw God deliver them from Pharaoh's despotism and the cruel slavery they experienced in Egypt, at this point on their journey in the wilderness, they only cared about their current physical needs. They did not know God's character or ways. So they judged their situation by their circumstances, reasoning that either God did not really care for them or that He was unable to provide for them. Both of these accusations reveal a deep-seated rebellion against God that originated with Satan, who inspired Eve and Adam with the same doubts in the Garden of Eden. When we doubt God's love, character, and ability to care for us, it is a slap in His face and tests His patience. The Israelites dared God to judge their lousy, rebellious attitude, and they got what they requested. We learn from this passage and others like it that God absolutely hates complaining, grumbling, and rebellion against Him, His authority, and His provision. For those of us who have parented children, we know that sometimes kids get progressively out of hand. When this happens, things usually will trend towards getting worse unless we, the parents, take care of our responsibility to discipline them. As adults, we can allow ourselves to get out of hand too. If we start grousing and complaining against God and life in general, we have crossed the line. If this becomes a habit for us, we need to realize that in God's eyes, it is a serious sin, one for which He will discipline us because it reveals a sullen, rebellious attitude against him. Ironically, at this stage of their wilderness journey, God really was in the process of killing most of them, as they had requested. As a group, except for Joshua and Caleb, they previously defied the Lord's command by refusing to enter and conquer Canaan. Their fear kept them from inheriting what God promised. Here's what they said in Numbers 14, 1 through 4. Then all the congregation raised a loud cry, and the people wept that night, and all the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The whole congregation said to them, "Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become prey. Would it not be better for us to go back to Egypt?" And they said to one another, "Let us choose a leader and go back to Egypt." That's the English Standard Version. Rather than obey God, they complained that it would be better to die in the wilderness. God warned them that they would see their wish come true. All the adults who rebelled against him would die in the wilderness. Their little ones, however, would be the generation who would obey and go into the land. Fear, grumbling, rebellion, and disobedience put God to the test and try his patience with us. All of us have the propensity to rebel, complain, and sin against God. All of us have to be taken into the wilderness in order to learn how to trust and obey him. Listen to these words from Deuteronomy 8, 2, and 3, which are true for us today. "And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you and allowed you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord." New King James Version. The difficulties we endure are custom designed by God to help us grow spiritually if we keep our eyes on him. Otherwise, we may find ourselves on the wrong side of this test. Paul discovered the secret of contentment, which he wrote about in Philippians 4, 11 through 13, which says, "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." That's the New King James Version. Like King David before him, he learned to praise God at all times. Psalm 34, 1 and 2 says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and be glad." New King James Version. Only the proud in heart complain against God and demand that he change things to suit us. This is a hard pill for our pride to swallow. If we find that we habitually complain against God and find it difficult to be satisfied with him, no matter what our situation, it's time for us to repent. Grousing and complaining reveal hearts that are ungratefully out of sync with God. Faith never complains because it believes, Romans 8:28, God is working out all things for the good of those who belong to Him. We can choose to act and speak as if we believe this, and thereby bring glory to God. We pass the third test by continually praising God. Perhaps you would want to say this prayer. Lord, please forgive me for the times I tried your patience by refusing to acknowledge you in all things. Holy Spirit, help me to cooperate with your transformation process by choosing to praise even when things are difficult and confusing. I believe that you always have my best interest at heart. I love you and consecrate myself to you once again. Amen. Well, thank you for listening, and may God bless you.